The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I would think that you're probably like me, glued to the TV, watching the circumstances going on with Hurricane Ian hitting Florida, and concerned about the people and all that goes on there. Last night, it showed a picture of a house, and I know this, not that I saw it, but the man said, all that's left here is the foundation of the house. Everything else is wiped away. Oh my gosh. The storm is so powerful and devastating. They're saying this is one of the more powerful storms that have hit Florida in years and years. It's just very damaging, destroying, devastating. Storms can be that way, with winds of 150 miles an hour and then rains and lightning, and they're saying tornadoes are in it. Oh my gosh. Now, as a kid growing up in Wisconsin, I remember camping sometimes with Boy Scouts in the middle of summer, and a thunderstorm would pop up. We'd be in our tents, and that was kind of cool in a way, because you could hear the thunder and the lightning. It was like you're in the storm, but you're in the tent, and so you're safe and dry. But I remember one time it was raining so much that the ground started getting soggy, and so the stakes let go that were holding the ropes to hold the tent up, and so the tent started drooping, and as it started drooping, then water came in, and oh man, I got wet. Oh my gosh, my sleeping bag absorbed a ton of the water, and I had a miserable night sleeping. You know, at that point, the thing that gave me comfort was I knew that in 2 days I'd be going home into a warm, dry house, and so I'd be okay. But Hurricane Ian is not like a summer thunderstorm. It's devastating, it's powerful, it's destructive. Life can be like that too sometimes, devastating, destructive, in a moment's notice. I heard just this morning about a young gentleman who's studying to be a pastor. He has 4 kids, and his wife, who was ready to deliver the 5th kid, was killed in a car accident. So he lost his wife, his unborn child, and there he was, a student at the seminary and with 4 young kids and then going to school. Oh my gosh. You all have stories as well of devastation. For many of you, it was when you lost your sight. I remember when I lost my sight. In fact, that's why I was at the seminary and in the chapel this morning. I went and spoke to a bunch of students. And I told them about when I lost my sight. And I struggled and wondered that was that 1 week when the doctor was trying to see if he could save my sight. And I said to Mom, is God punishing me? Because it was so devastating. I was 11 years old in 5th grade. I couldn't be out playing with my friends. You all have your same stories too. Within this, we're given a story, words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 7. He says, therefore, whoever hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house. And it fell with a great crash. What are the words that Jesus is speaking about that's on his rock, on the rock? Words of trust in me. Don't look to yourself. Believe that there is a God. Know that he cares for you, so much so that he sent his son, Jesus, to die for you, and that he's there to help. Trust in God, even though it seems dark and dreary, even though there's difficulties, even though there's storms in life, know that God is with you. We know then that we're on the firm foundation, and our house will not fall. There's no guarantee that we won't have storms, but we have insurance, life insurance with him. We, like my summer trip in a tent, I knew in a couple of days I'd be going home. And that's the way it is with us here on this earth. We know, because we have the insurance of eternal life in Jesus, that we'll be going home to heaven. This life is not the only. But even so, even in this life, we have him, his help, his strength. And that is sometimes the only thing that can get us through. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, the storms of life can be rough and tough. Help us, please, to always look to you, even in the midst of our trials and difficulties. Be with those who are in this hurricane or in other storms of life, whether it be here on earth or just metaphorically. Bless them, help them, and help them to know that you are with them. Keep them safe and bless them. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus at not-alone.net.